Zadání 3.
Tape script 3.
Today, beauty pageants are a huge part of American culture. There are 70,000 contests held every year, with 4 million wannabe beauty queens taking part. Who can enter?
It looks like it's a girl's world when it comes to beauty pageants. Up to the age of 3 years old, both boys and girls can enter. But afterwards, contests are for girls only.
Really? Tell me, how did it all start?
Beauty pageants started in 1921 in Atlantic City, when hotel owners tried to keep tourists in town longer after Labor Day by having a national beauty tournament on the beach. When the judges picked a winner, a local journalist cried, "Let's call her Miss America!" After this competition, the winner was always called Miss America.
And what about the rules? How are they made?
The rules were made as the years went by. For example, a later rule was that to enter, you had to be single and have no children. Before this rule, a married mother of two won the Miss America title. At the beginning, there was just one pageant. Now, there are many different ones.
I see. And how did they start?
In the early 1950s, some Miss America contestants wanted to wear dresses, not swimming costumes. This upset a major sponsor of the competition, a swimwear company called Catalina. Catalina then decided to start new competitions called Miss USA and Miss Universe.
You've said there are many events like these. So tell me, what other pageants are there?
Now, pageants such as Miss Black America exist, plus pageants for married women. There is also a pageant for women who are over size 14. In 1994, the first woman with a physical disability won Miss America. She was deaf.
Are beauty pageants a good thing? What's your opinion?
Some parents want their children to win so much, they make them have cosmetic surgery. Some competitors also have their teeth bleached to be extra white, and they go on sunbeds to get brown. Thousands of women have protested against pageants. Schoolgirls used to put stink bombs in shops and then ring up the press to stop the shows.
Have there been any silly moments during the contests?
Well, in 1952, when Miss New Jersey heard she was Miss America, she fainted. Another time, judges thought one contestant was too serious to win the Junior Miss title. But they changed their minds when the girl bumped into a post and started to laugh. And another thing. In 1985, when Miss Sri Lanka was asked her star sign, she replied she didn't have any.
Yes, that must have been funny.
Beauty pageant fever has influenced the creation of all sorts of weird and wonderful pageants. Miss Most Kissable Lips, Miss Snake Charmer, Swine Queen and Underwater Queen.
They must be quite interesting. Have there been any films made on the pageants?
Yeah. If you like beauty pageants, you might like the movies Miss Congeniality with Sandra Bullock and Beautiful with Minnie Driver.